It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. As the presidential election approaches, WNYC is participating in a national conversation with NPR and other member stations in a series called A Nation Engaged. And this week, we're asking the question, how can we create economic opportunity for more Americans? Ann Kirshner is a special advisor to the chancellor of the City University of New York, and she's been examining this very issue, looking at how education can connect people with jobs. Ann, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So if you could have a sit down with the new president after being elected, what would you tell him or her that you need in order to create more economic opportunity?
My message to her or him would be investment for greater access and innovation for better outcomes in higher education. Let's have a conversation about how to increase support for first-generation, low-income college students. Right now, we support higher education, but not enough, and not in a strategic way. It's kind of a crazy quilt of federal and state and local funding, which is pretty bewildering if you're the first in your family to go to college.
Now, what projects does the City University of New York have underway to try to address these needs?
So at the City University of New York, we serve over 500,000 students, most of whom come right out of the public schools in New York City. 65% of them are going to college for free. But we go a lot farther than that. I spent 10 years as dean of Macaulay Honors College, which serves the students who come out of the New York City public school system superbly well prepared to compete at the highest level. But for various reasons, they may not be able to go away to college. They attend Macaulay tuition free. And we also focus on those areas where I think the disconnect between college and careers has been most acute. You know, if you have come out of a family where your mom and dad have professional jobs and you need an internship to build up your resume, you can turn to family, friends, all kinds of people to say, hey, know any place where I could get a great internship? Well, first-generation college students don't usually have that kind of network. And so for the Macaulay students and for more and more CUNY students, we provide that network, giving them that connection to careers that is so important when you're in college.
What are the needs for first-generation college students?
So a couple of years ago, CUNY launched a program called ASAP to increase the graduation rates from community colleges and also enable more and more students to transfer from community college to four-year colleges. And we do it through providing a kind of, you know, surround sound for students, helping them not only with tuition, but with books and with transportation, free Metro cards, smart advising that helps students connect their aspirations with their college curriculum is absolutely essential.
So is the question of creating more economic opportunity the answer here, increasing public assistance and maybe lowering tuition?
Absolutely. We need more investment in higher education. But let's not let our colleges and universities off the hook completely. Let's look at ways to make higher education more responsive to what the economic opportunities are for Americans, for instance, in the area of tech. So one of the things we're also focusing on at City University of New York is increasing the participation of women in tech. And so we've got some great programs in place to provide those opportunities for women to major in tech-related fields and then go on for fantastic jobs in the tech sector.
Now, when you talk to the students, what do they tell you that they need? What is necessary for their future economic success?
College students today are very pragmatic, and I think that's partly a reaction to the fact that the job market is pretty unforgiving these days. Employers know what they need. They want you to be able to do it today, not tomorrow. So there's less and less training on the job. So college students need skills-based learning that they get at college, but they also need the liberal arts. They need to be able to write and communicate clearly. I think the balance has been a little out of whack. Vocational, somewhere along the line, became a dirty word. It should not be. There's nothing wrong or anti-intellectual with serving the economic needs of our students.
Ann Kirshner is special advisor to the chancellor of the City University of New York. Ann, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
What ideas do you have about how to create economic growth and jobs in New York City? Send us a tweet. Keep the conversation going. We're at WNYC, or you can call and leave a message. The number is 8558-MY-WNYC. Be sure to leave your full name, and we may use your comments on the air.